Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
20 questions, 20 questions, can you guess them all? Don't write them down, just shout them out, then tweet us with a score.
20 questions.
Hello.
Hi.
And welcome to
Plenty Questions with Lucy Porter and Justin Edwards.
That's me. And this is episode 76, or episode Indomita Echi, as the Greeks might say.
Mm. That's exactly what they'd say.
Simdesiat Shist, as it is as it is in Russian. Well, I've been quietly Googling how to say 76. Lucy has been writing down or preparing the answer to last episode's brain teaser, is, what was the brain teaser?
It was, what links Nottingham Forest's most internationally capped player, the author of The Naked and the Dead, and Oliver Smallbridge.
Yeah, and what does link them?
It's that they are all British royal houses.
Explain.
Okay. So, Nottingham Forest's most internationally capped player.
Internationally clapped player.
They probably did clap for him. Stuart Pearce.
Stuart. House
of Stuart. And then The Naked and the Dead was written by Norman Mailer. And Oliver Smallbridge was in the sitcom Never the Twain, played by Windsor. Yeah, not his catchphrase in that, but Windsor Davis.
Well, his catchphrase wasn't to shout Windsor either. So they were both.
No, his catchphrase was.
If he just shouted his name.
Oh, antiques.
Oh, lovely antiques. So, yes, they were all.
British royal houses, basically.
All British royal houses.
So well done if you got that.
Pretty well done. There will be another brain teaser with hopefully a slightly better explanation to it after these big 20 questions.
Big 20. Question 1. Who wrote the Discworld novels? Terry Pratchett. Question 2. How many pockets does a snooker table have? 6. Question 3. What is the national bird of Australia? The emu. Question 4. Who had a Christmas number one in 1990 with the song Saviour's Day? Cliff Richard. Question 5. What was the name of Carolina Hearn's character in the sitcom The Royal Family? Denise Royal. Question 6. Blepharitis affects which part of the body? The eyelids or eyes. Question 7. Whose autobiography was called My Word is My Bond? Roger Moore. Question 8. Who was President of the United States when the National Prohibition Act was passed in 1919? Woodrow Wilson. Question 9. Angela Lansbury was the voice of Mrs. Potts in which Disney movie? Beauty and the Beast. Question 10. How many hurdles are there in a men's 110-metre hurdle race? 10. Question 11. Which section of an orchestra normally sits behind the trumpets and to the left of the trombones? The tubas. Question 12. Under what name is children's author Theodore Geisel better known? Dr. Seuss. Question 13. I'm not wearing underwear today. School for Monsters and Everyone's a Little Bit Racist are songs from which musical? Avenue Q. Question 14. Saddam Hussein is executed, Top of the Pops has its final broadcast, and George W. Bush greets Tony Blair with the phrase, Yo Blair. In what year? 2006. Question 15. Sumatran, Javan, black, and white are all species of which animal? rhinoceros. Question 16. Chequers, the UK Prime Minister's country house, is in which county? Buckinghamshire. Question 17. Both Sir Edward Elgar and Adam Smith have featured on which British banknote? The £20 note. Question 18. What is the real name of Suggs, the lead singer of Madness? Graham McPherson. Question 19. What business did Harlan Sanders found in 1952? Kentucky Fried Chicken. And question 20. Who is older, Nigel Planer or Nigel Havers? It's Nigel Havers by 2 years.
There we go. Those were your big 20 questions.
What a marvellous big 20 that was.
Weren't they wonderfully and so beautifully read out?
I thought so.
Not a hint of the crippling sinus pain that laid you low for a week.
And talking of beautifully read things, let's do a brain teaser, shall we? Have you got a sting?
I have. Let me take you back in time.
Oh.
To the 60s, almost, and to something that sounds a bit like the Monkees, even though that wasn't what I meant to do.
Okay. I'm so excited, it's the brain teaser. That feels more 70s kind of I feel love vocal.
No. If it did that, it would have a beat under it. It would be disco, wouldn't it?
It would. And it's not. You're right.
I'll do that for Wednesday.
Okay, so here's your brain teaser. It is, what do the following people have in common? Frida Kahlo. Elon Musk.
Stan Laurel.
Eminem. And Elizabeth Taylor. What do they all have in common? Frida Kahlo, Elon Musk, Stan Laurel, Eminem, Elizabeth Taylor.
Find out the answer to that on the next episode of Plenty Questions. We'll see you then.
Thank you so much for listening. We do appreciate it. We really do. Lots of love. Bye.
Plenty questions, 20 questions. Lucy read them out. Her sinuses are all cleared up now. All she's got left is gout. Plenty questions. Well, she drinks a bottle of port most days. Kind of her fault. GreatBigOwl.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.